USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of social distancing, President Donald Trump had a special message for the nation.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
As the nation continues social distancing, many churches are holding their Easter services online. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Justice Department has identified mistakes in two applications for national security wiretaps, but also says it has made important strides in overhauling a surveillance system that has come under intense scrutiny because of errors made during the Russian probe. The court filing made public this week represents the government's latest attempt to address concerns about the credibility of wiretap applications it submits to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The FBI announced more than 40 steps to address the problems. U.S. Customs and Border Protection needlessly spent around $12 million to guard, house, and feed as many as 2,500 people last year in a private detention center in Texas that never held more than 68 detainees on any given day. Customs and Border Protection paid $5.3 million for 650,000 meals that were never ordered, according to the Government Accountability Office report. The report says the agency also spent $6.7 million on unnecessary private security guards for the facility. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We actually have good news regarding the coronavirus pandemic. In Chicago, one of America's most violent cities, drug arrests continue to drop, dropping 42% in the weeks since the city shut down compared to the same period last year. The U.S. virus epicenter in New York saw major crimes, murder, rape, robbery, burglary, assault, and grand larceny decrease by over 12% from February through March. In Los Angeles, 2020 key crime statistics were consistent with last year's figures until the week of March 15th, when they dropped by over 30%. Policing has also changed in the face of the pandemic. Officers are increasingly getting sick. The NYPD, the country's largest department, has more than 7,000 officers out and more than 2,000 diagnosed with COVID-19. On this Easter weekend, the chairman of the National Governors Association and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has named a very essential employee.
For the kids out there who have been concerned, I want to offer some reassuring news. Today, I am officially proclaiming the Easter Bunny as an essential worker in Maryland. He therefore will be able to proceed with his hopping across the state, delivering Easter baskets to Maryland children.
So Maryland's governor has made it okay for you to get your Easter Peeps, Cadbury eggs, or Reese's peanut butter eggs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.